The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo!
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Woo! Welcome in to the Captain David Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Charlie, and we got you for a three-hour ride here on this Tuesday. It's a Hoodwink Tuesday. We'll open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by DraftKings. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. That's where you can watch the show as well. And coming up, we will hear from Albert Breer in an hour and a half from now, 8:30. We'll get his thoughts about everything around the National Football League. But Cap, we're still in the afterglow, even though it was a loss for the Bears against the Dolphins. I know you listen to sports radio like I do. The thing that's that people don't really know about us is that, yes, we do host this show every morning, but when we're out of here, we're just like everyone else. We're listening to sports radio. We're finding out the opinions of our teams, and people are just buzzing about Justin Fields, even though the Bears fell short against Miami.
All of a sudden, Rex Ryan's on saying, most upside of any quarterback out there. Does he mean Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and everybody else, or just his draft class? He really didn't clarify that on GetUp.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. All of a sudden, people are all in.
That's our guy!
Yes. The prevailing opinion I kept hearing yesterday was, boy, what a hell of a loss. That's how you want to lose. If you're going to lose, lose in spectacular fashion where Justin Fields looks great and the Bears fall just short.
Correct. So that they can get a high draft pick and then whoever that receiver, left tackle, run stuffer defensively, somebody. Oh, we got a stud up front.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're all in for. I'm good with it. I'm okay. But here's the question for you.
Hmm.
What if the Lions come in and beat them?
Well, here's what I look at with this, right? Because I'll go and tell everyone, because I know we have new listeners every day. My initial thought for the Bears was 7-10. And I said 7-10, not because I thought the Bears would be good, mm-hmm. because you and I are in lockstep when we talk about the lack of talent and playmakers on this football team. You knew what the plan was for Poles when he got here. Some are late to the party when it comes to understanding the plan. You and I knew that this was a rebuild trying to get better for year two, year three moving forward. So my point is that when it comes to losing to bad teams, okay, that's irksome to me. Against the Dolphins, against the Dallas Cowboys, Cap, that's going to happen. The Bears have lost five of their last six, mm-hmm. and a lot to pretty good teams. So losing against the Lions stings a little bit because there will be losses down the road. Not against the Lions, but I believe down the road there will be losses for the Bears. So I would prefer them not to lose on Sunday.
So if they lose to the Lions, does it undo all of the goodwill that we've engendered the last few weeks where Justin's played this well? Or can people see, hey man, it's one game, relax. We're going to be okay. It's just going to take time. That, I think if we come in here Monday.
Yeah.
Justin got sacked four times by Aiden Hutchinson, threw a pick. Bears lost 24-20. People are going to be furious.
Well, yes. If the Bears, if Justin underachieves, Because right now he's riding some momentum offensively.
But he's not going to achieve at the level we want every week. No one does.
Yeah, but he's on the upside now, on the upswing.
He's on a heater.
Yeah, against the Patriots, against the Cowboys and the Dolphins, uh-huh. We haven't seen production like this since Eric Kramer. On a regular basis. I mean, he's riding the crest of some good offense right here. So I don't want them to go back. Look, you're going to lose games. I just don't want the offense to go backwards. I'm having a fun time. Even though the Bears have lost two of their last three, I want the offense to still keep percolating in the right direction.
Completely agree, but that's not going to happen every week.
Well, not against
it's
the Lions.
Not.
Well, do that against.
We watched the Chiefs the other night on Sunday Night Football, and they couldn't get anything going.
Well, do that against the Jets or the Packers. Okay, let's not do it against the Lions. Come on now. The Lions are just not a good football team. It's funny. There's plenty of talent. They're just not going in the right direction. Just not. I just don't want it to happen against the Lions. Now, again, when the Bears take on the Packers and the Eagles and the Bills and the Vikings, those are better football teams. Don't do it against less than now. Come on now. You got to compete.
They've got to go to New York for the Jets. They've got to go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
They've got to play the Eagles, the Bills, the Vikings, the Lions twice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, you got them.
So where are they going to finish?
Well, again,
they're 3-6 right now.
I can't change my prediction because then people say I'm a windsock. I said 7-10.
You work with one.
Okay,
that's what they tell me.
Well, I'm just telling you that I had 7-10, so I see four more wins. It's hard to find those four wins now.
You see four more wins.
Well, again, what was my initial prediction?
But it doesn't mean you have to stick with it.
Well, I mean,
you evaluate as you go on. If you switched August 1st and then August 2nd, you went, nah, I think they win two. Well, that's different.
We had predictions before the season, Cap, in August. I hate to just, like, hey, you know what? I said all the time there'd be a 5-win ball club. I don't want to do that because I don't want to play the old shell game with the audience. I mean, what'd you have? You had
five
wins. Okay. You know they're going to win more than that, right?
So you have four more wins.
Well, that's what I said at the beginning of the season. Like, I can't change now. Charlie, can I change? I said 7-10 in August. Would it be right for me to change now?
Well, you know, you're getting more information as the season goes along.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, now you know that the Giants and Jets probably aren't as, you know, shoo-in wins as you may have thought in August.
Mm-hmm. So you think I should change my prediction now? Change it? Switch it up? Because I had, again, I'm looking for four more wins, and it's daunting.
It is daunting.
Yeah. You know, like if you had a significant wager on over 6.5, you're starting to sweat now.
Yeah.
You're like, son of a.
Yeah, yeah. That was just me being optimistic, Cap. But you have, but again, for you, you're not changing. Right? You have five wins.
I think they will beat someone that we are like, whoa, where'd that come from?
You mean the Packers?
They could beat the Packers
oh,
here.
Oh, God.
I have a shirt in the car. You know what it says?
What does it say?
Take that, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like the drain, the toilet is starting to spin.
Mm-hmm.
You know where it's headed, right down the crapper.
I'm. It's hard to find four more wins on here. And you say, well, what about the Lions? Okay, so the Lions are always going to play scrappy. They just can't score because Jared Goff, man, is not getting the job done offensively, right? And so that's the whole thing, Cap. I mean, they just don't have enough offense. They had just enough to beat Green Bay last game. But I don't want the Bears to go backwards offensively. I mean, things have been looking good. Since the Commanders game, in which they lost 12-7, a winnable game. They should have beat Chico here. Should have happened. It didn't happen. Because there was a difference in the offensive philosophy, which we'll get to as we move forward here on the show. But the Patriots game, the Cowboys game, the Dolphins game, make me feel good about the team offensively. So all of a sudden now the Lions will stop Justin Fields from having room to roam, won't have those special package of Komet plays. You mean he won't be able to get down the field to Darnell Mooney? You mean he won't give a couple of touches to Claypool? Can't move the ball at home?
Maybe it's a shootout.
Against the Lion?
Our defense isn't very good.
Well, what about Goff? Man, that's not very good. They can't score.
They've scored effectively in several games.
Yes. Yes. I'm sure that the players have scored as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Off the field. But that has nothing to do with the 2-6 record.
They absolutely have talent. They start, what, three first-round picks on their O-line?
I understand that.
One of which would start here.
I've seen the LinkedIn resume for the Dolphins. I'm sorry, for the Detroit Lions. It just has not amounted to wins, though, at 2-6. And it's the same ball club that got shut out against the Patriots, lost 24-6 to the Cowboys, had a good game against the Dolphins but fell short, scored 15 points with just enough against the Packers.
How many points against the Cowboys?
24-6 they lost.
We gave up 49.
I get it.
49?
I get it. Yeah. The defense is not very good, and it's a young secondary that's learning on the fly. Absolutely.
By the way, the guy wearing the 18 jersey in the Monday night game last night, he looked pretty good.
Yes.
His name is Roquan Smith.
Oh, yes. No question about that. No, he's a good player. But I understand why the Bears turned the page. You know, while I was on vacation, people are hitting me on social media. Your boy's gone. What about your boy? What? My boy. Roquan Smith, you do what's best for business. And the Bears did what was best for business. As much as I think he should be with this football team, I understand what the bigger picture is for this team.
I saw either you or Roquan keep a car in the garage right here where we park. UGA dog.
Yes, that's
T-A-W-G.
It's my second car.
There you go.
That you don't know about. But it's a good question that you asked, Cap, about this upcoming game. And we'll have plenty of time to preview it. But just on the surface, talking about, you know, if the Bears lost against the Lions, how would that make you feel? Knowing that the momentum has been pretty stout for the Bears offensively.
Okay, what if the Bears go out on Sunday? Justin throws three more touchdowns, throws for 256, no picks, runs for another 75. Bears lose 37-34. You good?
No, I'm not good. I want to make sure it's very clear to you. So we are bringing interest to the show every week with this Bears team.
Yes.
I can't check out on the season. And you can't check out on the season either.
I'm not saying check out. I'm saying you're wildly entertained. Our quarterback did nothing to dissuade you from the positivity that resonates from your pores.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense got shredded by Jared Goff.
Man.
DeAndre Swift.
I'm hoping that that does not happen against them. Is that because I have an over ticket on the Bears? I couldn't care less about that. I mean, I could just burn $100 in my and just throw it out on State Street. That doesn't matter to me. What I'm looking at is for Justin Fields to be able to have a terrific offensive game plan and great numbers and win. That also helps the team. For him to be able to flourish and win. You don't want to get frustrated like the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray. I mean, he puts up terrific numbers, too, and then they fall short. I don't want that. I want Justin to feel good about this offense in a winning effort. He's only felt, I think, good maybe one time this year, and that was the Patriots game. Not necessarily the Texans game or the 49ers game, but I think he felt good about the Patriots.
Big help to the draft pick if we lose this game.
You have plenty of draft picks, pal.
No.
You got plenty.
I don't have a pick in the top five, and I would like one.
Okay.
Do you realize
the Bears will not.
I know we got a break.
The Bears won't be that bad, Cap. They won't be in the top three of the draft picks because they're not the Texans.
They'll pick one.
No, I'm saying
the
Texans. The Bears won't be in the top three in the draft. But you'll take top six or seven, right?
I would like top four.
I understand. Go ahead.
I'll tell you after the break. Do you realize what people pay for quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Get me a high pick. I'll trade the pick.
Okay. Well, let's just do this, Shay. Let's open the phone lines because Cap and I have had this discussion about the Bears and the Lions and how you'd feel if the Bears fell short against the Lions on Sunday. So here's the question we have for you, the Bears fan. 312-332-3776. The Bears can really help their draft with a loss this weekend. But can you still feel good about the Bears' progress if they lose to the Lions? So let's do that. 312-33. I didn't ask you. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776. Unless you're going to go into another room and call. We're talking to Cap and J-Hood Nation right now. Do you still feel good about the Bears' progress if they lose to the Lions? Cap and I will take your phone calls on that. Also still to come, some thoughts from Eberflus and Komet on the state of the Bears. All part of the mix on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Here we go.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us here on this Tuesday. Coming up at 7:35, an opportunity for you to win a nice prize from Lou Malnati's. It is Hoodwinked. You want that gift card? We got that hookup for you coming up at 7:35 right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Bears, of course, but we're talking about it in this regard. We're talking about the Bears. If they lose to the Lions, would you still feel good about the Bears' progress? And so, again, for me, it's not necessarily about the draft pick. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at the draft, and I'm looking at free agency. Free agency, actually, more so than the draft. And this is what I mean by that, Scap. I like the genuine article. I like to be able to see a difference maker right away through free agency. We always talk about the time that Lovie Smith was the head coach for the Bears, and right before the free agency period, 11:59, they're knocking on the door of Julius Peppers, and they're saying, hey, we want you to be a Bear. That's the kind of aggressiveness, the ruthless aggression that I want from this regime to be able to get the top-shelf players that are available. Yes, you're going to have to build through the draft because you got to get younger. But also in free agency, I want the Bears to be a player, to find that offensive lineman, to find that wide receiver, to find the holes, the guys that can fill the holes on this depth chart, because there's a number of them for sure.
We need so much in terms of an injection of talent.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to sustain the next 10 years of your quarterback just naked bootlegs and quarterback this and jailbreak screens and that. Not going to work. You can't just do that. At some point, you will have to be able to stand in the pocket, protect him, and have him make a throw. And he can do that. He did it at Ohio State. So I'm not worried about him doing it. I just got to be able to protect him and give him weapons.
Right. I think you and I are on the same page when we talk about the game against the Dolphins in which Justin Fields is run all over the place. And by the way, you old schoolers, this that want to compare him to Bobby Douglas. Bobby Douglas was running as a quarterback to run so he wouldn't get killed out there.
Correct.
He's running for his life because of that porous offensive line. Justin Fields with 178 yards. Cap, with weapons offensively for the Bears, you can almost cut that in half or even more so, where Justin didn't have to run for 178 yards. Because there will be weapons for him to go down the field with.
Correct. And I hear other people say, well, he didn't really, when they had to have a passing game, did he get it done? Well, St. Brown dropped a first down. It would have been a game-winning drive. You missed a PI when Claypool got pulled down, which would have put you at the 23. You very easily could have beaten a team that I'm hearing people say can maybe get to the Super Bowl, the Dolphins.
Sure.
They got an amazing offense, and they got a ton of weaponry on that team, and then they added Bradley Chubb to rush the quarterback. So it's closer than you think, but it's still far away because you've got to get some pieces here.
Those that look at Justin Fields like he's Malik Willis is absolutely wrong. Willis is a young quarterback. We saw the Sunday night game
where he was awful.
I mean, the young quarterback got to learn how to be able to get the ball down the field. We know he can utilize his legs and they have a good running game, but there's a big difference there. There is a gulf of difference between Justin Fields and like a quarterback that can't get the ball down the field, like Malik Willis for Tennessee. I mean, Fields over the top, three quarters underneath. I mean, he can be able to make the throws, but it'll be more and more. And this is the development we're talking about. Don't let Get Up or First Things First, all these TV shows that are making you think that Justin Fields needs to be the guy today. It's a process for a lot of quarterbacks in this league. There's not a lot of quarterbacks you could say in 2022 out of the draft, man, immediately that guy is a Super Bowl champion or he's in the mix. It takes time for a lot of quarterbacks. Give Justin Fields his time and his weapons.
Let's go to the phones. People want to talk. It's look. If they lose to Detroit and Justin plays well, I got no issues with it. None.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. We go to Nick in Wheaton that leads us off here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. The Bears, they got to keep losing. The scenario that happened last weekend was the exact thing we need to happen. Fields played amazing. Defense still sucked, and we lost. As long as we see progress with Fields, I'm all happy with that. Let's get a good draft pick.
Nick, we appreciate the phone call. You know the difference between Nick, us, and the players? Go back a few weeks ago on the ESPN Chicago app. Go to Captain J Hood. Hear our long-form conversation with Keyshawn Johnson. He was doing his show on the seventh floor. He came down and spent a half hour with us. Mm-hmm. That really told a great story, didn't it, about the mindset of an athlete, that he doesn't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I got to lose today. We're going to lose today. Because the game plan that's in the front office is not the game plan that's on the field. Keyshawn Johnson is like, oh, no, why should you lose? You get it, though. If you're an athlete, you're not waking up saying, well, I woke up and I'm going to lose today. That's not the mindset of an athlete.
Or a coach.
Yeah.
There's never a game that you rolled in and went,
yeah, we need to lose today. I want that recruit to see that we really need him, so we're going to lose. No.
You went into every game. We went into play at Wisconsin. Might have got drilled. DePaul, loss.
Yep.
We were trying.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Never would you roll into a game, and you're mad if you lose.
Now, with a wink and a nod, I will tell you, Cap, with Eberflus, he understands the big picture.
That's why he and Poles have such a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it doesn't turn around in the next couple years, then, hey, I love you, Matt. I got to let you go.
You can have that plan as long as you are in lockstep with the coach and the general manager, but don't Steve Wilks them. Like, are we trying to lose? Okay. Yeah, we're trying to lose. Oh, by the way, you're fired. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought we were just trying to develop you. Yeah, you're fired.
You're out.
Don't play the okey-doke with the head coach. That's all I'm saying. And again, I'm not saying Eberflus will be fired at the end of this season. I'm just saying that it's important that the GM and the head coach are on the same page.
And Ryan Poles talked about with Waddle and Sylvie that he values how great their relationship is and it's how important that is.
Nick, we appreciate the phone call. Now, you see, he leaves line open for you, the Bear fan. 312-332-3776. South Elgin, here's Scott on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, boys. Happy Moral Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Very good.
So, Hoodie, I get what you're saying about going out and getting free agents, and I completely agree. We do have to do that. Getting a guy like Marcus Davenport would be amazing. And you were right. You're spot on about the Julius Peppers thing. But for every Julius Peppers, you also have that potential for an Albert Haynesworth, mm-hmm. who signs, you know, 7 years, $100 million, plays 20 games, you never hear from him again. So, You got to look at it kind of from both sides, and I'm looking at it from Cap's side, too, where I would love to lose while watching Fields develop and get that top four, top five pick because you want that Trey Lance haul, like what the San Francisco 49ers gave up, so somebody can go up and get a guy like a Hendon Hooker because that's going to happen. It happens every single year. Someone always wants that quarterback, and the Bears are finally in a position where they have that quarterback. I called in here a month ago and said Justin Fields is a Ferrari, and now everybody's starting to see it. And I'm personally elated. I've never been more happy watching a loss in my life, regardless of the piss poor officiating and the fact that our front seven is softer than baby poop. But you know what? I'm good. I'm happy, and I'll hang up and listen to your guys' thoughts, and have a great week.
All right, Scott, we appreciate the phone call. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app, Davenport, Iowa. Here's Austin on ESPN 1000. Austin?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good chatting with you.
You too. What's up?
That's awesome, man. You know, that's an interesting point with, Keyshawn. You know, his job was to play and make money and compete to the maximum level he can. The beauty of us as fans is to hope for the best case scenario possible. And right now that's to lose and accumulate all those draft picks. Can you imagine if we added another second rounder or a third rounder for somebody who wants to trade up in the draft next May? That would be the perfect situation for us.
How do we know? But Austin, the question is to you, how do we know? Like, yes, it's good draft status, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is going to pay dividends for you in 2 or 3 years. I'm not saying that the draft picks are going to be a bust, but I lean toward the free agent, especially the free agent that I know that can play, that you got to pay. With the draft picks, nothing against them. I just don't know what we're getting. And also, I don't know how Poles is with the draft. It's just the unknown for me. Well, I'm looking at the Bears in the dark when it comes to the draft picks so far.
Good to see Marcus Spears walking by today.
Marcus?
Well, we got to trust the fact that Ryan Poles can do that job for the draft like he says he's going to do. You know, we got to trust that. And we have that cap room. We got to believe in him.
Appreciate the call, Austin. Have a great day. Go back to the draft we just had. This is the only draft we can grade Ryan Poles on.
Yeah.
Brisker looks like a keeper. Cool. Kyler Gordon looks like a keeper.
Well, keep our eyes on it.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel really good that he took the two best guys on his draft board, period. And so when he goes into the draft again next spring, he looks, who's the highest guy on my board? Oh, wait a minute. My phone's ringing. Hell, Yellow. Yeah, I'm going to need two ones, and we're going to switch your pick, and I want your third-round pick next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, you got a deal. I just traded the fourth pick for the 14th pick and two more ones, and we get a third-rounder in 24.
That's fine.
Let's go, man.
Now. I'm not going to judge the draft until 3 years in because I think that's only fair. We got to see the development of these players. So I'll just say right now, through the first, half of the season, Gordon Brisker and Trenton Gill are difference makers for the Bears.
Say that again?
Gordon Brisker and Trenton Gill, the punter, are difference makers for the Bears. I can't say it's Velus Jones.
Braxton Jones is starting at left tackle.
I'm not telling you he's long-term. I don't know what that is.
The fact that he's able to get on the field as a fifth-round pick as a rookie starting?
Because
fifth rounder.
Because
he didn't spend any money to go get anyone else.
Thank you.
But he could have he could have moved Borum to left. He could have put Tevin Jenkins over there. He could have put Riley Reiff there. He didn't. He at least accorded himself well enough, and he's still upright here. 9 games in, he's still starting at left tackle.
And how good is that? I mean, again, jury's still out. I get it.
Agreed.
He's just getting an education, just like Gordon and Brisker. They're all getting worked because they're learning on the job. I get it.
Punter's doing the job.
Yeah.
If Khalil Herbert could block somebody, maybe we would have won a football game the other day. Whatever. It happens.
Ebner.
Tristan Ebner. He's been banged up some, but he's gotten on the field.
Yeah.
But the two guys in the second round, Brisker and Gordon, I think are long-term fits in your defensive backfield. With Jalen Johnson and Eddie Jackson, I feel really good about that room. Go get me another corner in the next draft because you got to have depth there. And I will feel really good.
All right, we're going to play Hoodwinked here and take your phone calls. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's do line 5 that can be able to hook. We'll try to hook them up with a Lou Malnati's gift card. Again, 312-332-3776. And if you're on hold, you will be on the air as we talk about the Bears. Asking your thoughts about the Bears. If they lose against the Lions, how does that make you feel about the Bears moving forward? All part of the mix on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. All right, Cap and J-Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Captain J-Hood, morning 7 to 10. Here on ESPN 1000 on the ESPN Chicago app, the same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find The Hockey Show with Barstool Chief and the best hair in the business, Pat Boyle. That's exactly right. Radio or TV, Pat Boyle's got tremendous hair.
The guy knows how to dress, and his hair is insane.
It's awesome. It's perfect.
Insane.
Yeah, not a hair out of place for radio or TV.
I don't know where you buy a hair piece like that.
All right, don't say that.
Take
about
that,
PB.
Boyle.
The Hockey Show, available
just
now.
Just the jealousy in me that he's got hair that looks like he's, you know.
It's perfect.
Perfectly coiffed every day of the week.
You can find that on the ESPN Chicago app for all of your Hawks needs. Time to play Hoodwinked. We'll get back to your phone calls momentarily. 312-332-3776. Still to come, some thoughts about Jim Irsay as well, as he makes a controversial choice as his head coach for the Indianapolis Colts.
Hey, is the Blackhawks play tonight?
I don't know.
Do you know?
They played Winnipeg recently. I saw that game.
They do not. So there's nothing to gamble on tonight because the election.
Oh. Oh, I can't gamble tonight. Oh.
Nothing to gamble on tonight, man.
Nothing for you to gamble on. Oh, too bad.
Pretty sure there's a little Maxion on. Is it all tomorrow?
Is there Maxion?
I think
there'll
there's
be somewhere to get
evening.
My feet wet. Yeah. I only gamble in days that end in a Y.
Yeah, it's going to be a full sweat and you scratching yourself. Like, I can't gamble, man. I can't gamble. I just need a hit. I just need something. Yeah.
Snorling and I had a $20
all right.
same game. Snorling and I were on it, and I should have known better. Andy Dalton. To bet on Andy Dalton to do anything good. Nice man. Stinks as a quarterback.
Now time to play Hoodwinked here. An opportunity for you to win a Lou Malnati's gift card. What is that worth, Cap?
It's worth a lot because you get to eat the best pizza. You can get the cookie pizza for dessert. Get the Lou salad. The sweet vinaigrette dressing. Get the whole shooting match. And we have a contestant.
We do.
His name is Barry in a place that I believe is out near DeKalb. Waterman, Illinois.
We will go to DeKalb County. Here is Barry. Hello, Barry.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Are you ready to play Hoodwinked?
I'm ready.
Have you ever had Lou Malnati's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, the best, isn't it?
You can't be in the Chicagoland area and not have Lou Malnati's.
Brother, let me tell you. It is the absolute best.
The best.
So, of course, this show is always about top shelf. Lou Malnati's is at the top shelf, without
there
question.
You go.
I have two truths and a lie. Are you ready for this? You have to determine which one's the lie.
You and me, Barry, let's take him down. We do it with regularity around here.
You don't. I'm still standing. Nonetheless, we will go now to the
block at the break.
It won't happen. Bring a meal and a platoon, pal. Take that.
It's actually pack a lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. And it's still bad. It's still bad.
Go ahead.
Now time for Hoodwinked. Two truths and a lie. You have to determine which one is the lie. Where am I hoodwinking you? Here are the three choices. Barry, I just went to Austin, Texas, and I had Texas Mexican food, Tex-Mex. I had a great steak in Texas, and I had Texas barbecue. Which food didn't I have? It's either Mexican food, steaks, or barbecue. Which one didn't I have in Austin, Texas?
Wow, we did not talk about this.
Wow.
Last week, you know what we played, Hoodie? We played Cronenwinked. It was actually very good.
Yeah, and also a great name.
Yes.
Yeah, very snappy.
Cronenwinked.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say that you definitely had barbecue went to Texas.
I'm going to say he did not have barbecue because Hoodie is a connoisseur of barbecue. He likes the barbecue he gets up here. And I will say he did not have barbecue. I'll say he had a steak, no doubt.
Because that's healthy.
I eat the filet. It's a lean cut of meat. It's delicious.
Yep.
And I'm going to say he had the Tex-Mex because he enjoys it. So I am, again, this is your vote.
Okay.
But if it was me, I would say he didn't have barbecue.
What do you say, Barry? Now, you heard from Cap. Now, what do you think? Austin, Texas, big spot. Did I have Mexican food, steaks, and barbecue? Which one didn't I have?
Well, we'll see if I can take that to Cap, but I'll go ahead and go with my boy Cap and say that he didn't have barbecue.
That's funny. No thought of your own, huh? Just going to piggyback off of Cap. No real thought from you there, from Waterman.
Well, yeah, I got you. Well, the problem is you guys are... pretty close. We'll see if I'm right or wrong.
All right. Cap went to Austin and San Antonio, had great Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Austin, went to Vince Young. This guy's own steakhouse.
Yep.
Had a great steak. No barbecue. Bam!
Take that!
There you go.
Do I know my partner?
There you go. Add a little fanfare, Charlie, for our winner. There we go. Barry, what station just hooked you up with the Lou Malnati's gift card?
ESPN 1000.
All right, hang on a second.
There you go. Enjoy your dinner. Get the cookie pizza for dessert. Thank me later.
Always very concerned with that.
There you go.
We got the station right. Yeah, absolutely.
Get the light.
Yeah, yeah. Always concerned. And, of course, the rule is, by the way, if you do misidentify the station, you don't win. Right.
You're gone.
That's an old rule, but it's true.
We keep the gift card.
That's right. Exactly right. So, yeah, no barbecue in Texas. Normally, that's the first thing people go for. Didn't want it. Just didn't want it.
Kansas City, a little different.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably would try it.
Just, I know it was there, but it's like Vince Young, by the way, an outstanding steakhouse in Austin. Beautiful place.
Did he serve you or just seat you?
He owns the place. He doesn't have to serve me. Did Ditka serve at Ditka's? Good! Prime rib! Good rib! Good!
You're getting seated by Jordan at his place?
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be great?
Exactly.
Fucking Michael Jordan's. My name's Michael. How many in your party?
How many in your party? Robert Chief. No, he did not do that. Michael did not serve me at Michael Jordan's.
Robert
Vince
Chief.
Vince Young serving me. You're out of your mind? He's a legend down there.
Did I ever tell you?
Still.
We had Rodman in studio, Tommy and I, Waddle. And he said, I said, when you got traded, what'd you do? He said, they put me on a plane from San Antonio. I flew in. I went right to the Birdo Center. What was that like? He walked in. He said, there's a guy waiting right near the training room. It's Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Get in here. And he kicked everyone out of the training room. All of you out. Close the door. He said, you're a great basketball player. We're not going to tolerate your sideshow if it messes up this team. If you F up this team, I will kill you. That's what he told them. I will kill you.
Did Michael serve Dennis at his restaurant?
He did.
Okay. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Still to come, shot or no shot. And Albert Breer will join us in 45 minutes with the latest on the NFL and the Bears on Cap and Jay Hood.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, coming up at 8 o'clock, it's Shot or No Shot. We'll go around football, a crazy few days in college and pro football. We'll talk about it with our overreactions at 8:18. Albert Breer at 8:35 right here on ESPN 1000. A lot of question marks about Jim Irsay, the owner for the Indianapolis Colts. So there's a new coach in place, and it's Jeff Saturday. We see Jeff Saturday almost every other day over our shoulders every morning, Cap, because he's on Get Up. Or he's on the TV shows on ESPN. Now he's the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Jim Irsay had a very bizarre press conference. Is there any other kind with Irsay? Any other kind when it comes to him?
He's an odd duck.
Yes, he is.
Generous man. Gave $25,000, I think, when JD passed to Parker, yep, to the GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school with his niece. She went to my high school. Mm-hmm. There was a building in Skokie. You can ask Sylvie, right on, I want to say it was like Lincoln Avenue. And you drive, and there was this little, like, old, nothing special office building with a Colts logo on it. I remember going, why is that? That's where the Irsay family lived and did their business.
Jeff Saturday
an odd guy.
He is. Jim Irsay hires, as an interim, Jeff Saturday, who has no head coaching experience, no coaching experience at all when it comes to the National Football League. Let's hear from Lincolnwood, Illinois zone Jim Irsay about the hire of Jeff Saturday.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile. You want to bet against this guy? Put your money down, people. Love to see it. Love to see it. No, the game is not different. We don't build rockets to go to Mars. We're not nuclear scientists. That is none of our jobs here. It's a very simple jobs that we do here. I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage. But I do know how to build a football team because I've been around for 52 years. There is no problem of perception, except some of you guys make a problem of perception, but you need hits, so you got to do it. I understand. I do the same thing. I was a broadcast journalism major, too. I don't know. You guys ever held accountable to your editors bringing in and say, well, you wrote that stuff. It was all wrong. You're fired. But I'm not sending a fighter in the ring I love. You know, when I think that it's time and let him get pummeled. No. You know, certain people just have it. They have it. And you see it when you know it. I've never hired a losing head coach. We're the fourth winningest team in the league. It's not about belief. It's about fact.
You're drunk.
What we've done, we're better than most all. It's that simple. Our record proves it over a period of time. So you don't have to believe much when it's there in black and white.
Thoughts there from Jim Irsay. Is he okay, Cap?
Look, I have to go back and look at the numbers and see if he's accurate, but I have no reason to doubt. I'm sure he wouldn't stand up there and not have the correct numbers. Yeah, they've had some success. They absolutely have. He's an odd dude.
No, it's more than odd. Charlie, I need your help with this.
Yeah, well, you said some thoughts there from Irsay. Do those count as thoughts? They seem more like words just kind of falling out of his mouth in a semi-cohesive order.
Well, I know you're a smart guy. So, Shay, and you and Charlie figured this out. What is...
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
This was actually this was one of the problems that Goodwill Hunting solves in Goodwill Hunting.
Okay.
About the upper quartile, what does that quartile mean?
You have to be in the goal in the NFL, Hoodie, is to be in the upper quartile, but you want to be in the upper quartile of that upper quartile. You don't just want to be in the upper quartile.
You know what? I don't think that's true. What he just said. Could you check that? I don't think that's true.
The upper quartile of the upper quartile.
So many quartiles.
So what's we got to do 32 divided by 4, and then whatever that is, divided by 4 again, I think. The upper quartile of the upper quartile.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
So you take the upper quarter.
What?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're right. I think you take the top
32 teams. So you take the top 8. Then take the top quarter of those 8. He says the Colts are in there.
But they're not. They're in the top half of the 8.
Yeah, a quarter of 8 is 2.
You have to be the second most to be in the top quartile.
That's right.
Of the top
so
quartile.
So who are the two winningest franchises since 2000?
New England.
Are we talking championships or games?
Games. New England. No matter what. Either way, it's going to be New England.
It's got to be.
And probably Pittsburgh?
I'd have to look. I don't know.
The point is that I don't know what he's talking about. Upper quartile of the upper quartile. What are you saying? He also talks about sausage.
I don't know how to make sausage. I don't know what goes into sausage. But I do know how to build a football team. Because I've been around for 52 years.
Want to break that down? Did you not hear it? Cap?
I heard it.
Cap? What's he saying there?
I don't know.
Cap?
I don't know.
What's he saying there? Shay? Sausage.
He doesn't want to know how the sausage is made. That's what he's saying.
And by the way, since 2000, I have the numbers. New England is 259 and 103. Pittsburgh is 228 and 130.
Good job, Shay.
Green Bay is 226 and 134. And Indianapolis is 220 and 141. So Indy is the fourth winningest team since 2000.
The upper half of the upper quartile. Not the upper quartile of the upper quartile.
Just
correct.
Say top four.
It's so not hard.
Hey, just say we're number
four.
Why
are we using so many words to do this?
No shame in being number four.
And
just say that.
By the way, we're 17th.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000.
Yeah.
All right, that
true.
Means... In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
You could say the same thing for Captain Jay Hood. I think that's accurate, is it not? We're in the upper quartile of the upper quartile.
Yeah.
Back to jail, Otis. That's why it's a, lock the key. See you on the weekend.
All right. Shot
coming up, we have Shot or No Shot. That's in 2 minutes right here on Captain Jay Hood. Quartile.